And it's 43 minutes after the hour on this wonderful Labor Day weekend, wherever you happen to be. Hope you're having a great time. We happen to be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, at the Marina Inn in Grand Dunes. And, you know, it's interesting listening to the Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane. Right behind me is the Intracoastal Waterway, and about 5 minutes ago I saw a bald eagle fly overhead, which is a perfect segue to my next guest. It's Ann Maylis Wilson, who is the interpretive ranger for Myrtle Beach State Park. Hey, Ann Maylis.
Hey, how are you?
Did I get Ann Maylis, isn't it?
That is correct.
Okay.
You did it right.
And you've been here for about 14 years.
I've been here since 1994, so I've seen a lot of changes in the area.
I mean, you know, a lot of people would think, okay, Myrtle Beach, it's just, you know, golf and spring break and crazy college kids. But you've got, you know, you've got the Intracoastal Waterway right here. It goes right out to the ocean.
We have the Intracoastal Waterway. It goes out to the ocean. And then I work at Myrtle Beach State Park, which is a 312-acre beautiful green paradise of maritime forest, a mile of undeveloped beach, sea turtles nest there. You know, we saw eagles fly by usually every morning. I mean, it's just such a beautiful, peaceful place.
How do you balance the development and still preserve what you've got?
It is not an easy task.
No kidding.
And you just have to try to take all stakeholders into place and try to do the best you can and, you know, speak for the animals and the plants and then, you know, hear the people and just try to do the best you can.
Oh, but I saw that movie. Well, I was speaking to the animals. I'm sorry. You're speaking for the animals.
For the animals. You know, you got 1.2 million visitors a year at our park and then trying to preserve it for our future, for the kids who aren't even born yet.
You know, what's interesting is that people are all so hung up on national parks and they're beautiful. People don't realize if you actually add up all the national parks and monuments in this country, you're almost at 390. People don't realize how many there are. But then you forget about the state parks. And so many state parks are next to national parks, and people don't even know they're there.
In South Carolina, we are blessed. We have 47 state parks, 90,000 acres of protection. And we just, from the mountains to the sea, we are so blessed to have so many things. You know, once again, go hiking, camping, biking. We have cabins, swimming.
And you're year-round.
Year-round. We are open 365 days a year.
So if I were to come to Myrtle Beach State Park, right, I could camp.
You could camp.
I could hike.
You could hike.
I could talk to an animal.
You could talk to an animal. They may not answer you back.
But what's the biggest surprise that I would see there that I'm not expecting to see?
I think as people drive through our entrance, they are just shocked at how beautiful and green it is. And then they'll come to the beach where there's no buildings on the beach. They'll have beautiful sand dunes and sea oats. And, you know, you can go on the fishing pier, and if you're lucky, you might see, you know, fish being caught or crabs. But you can also see dolphins, maybe a sea turtle. My first year when I was here in 94, I saw a humpback whale off of the pier. In April.
He was lost.
You know, they do migrate from the north to the south, and he or she was going north for the summer, but you know, you just never know what you're going to see here.
When you say you drive through the entrance, I mean, I have these visions of like Yosemite where there are lines of cars followed by lines of cars.
Well, at 1.2 million visitors on the weekends, it can be rough. We can have a lot of traffic, but during the week, it can be really a beautiful place to come.
Well, midweek is always the secret place to do it, you know, that's because it's not really a big busy time.
It is not, and in the fall is a beautiful place, and still at our state park, if you're willing to walk a little bit, and it's only a mile stretch of beach, so how far are you going to walk?
That's it?
You can walk
a mile.
Yeah, absolutely. You can still find a stretch of beach to yourself. You really can, and that's what I love about it. And then you can look back, and you have the maritime forest, the forest by the sea behind you, and so it's still a nice, quiet place.
And you've been here 14 years, so you got to like it.
I love my job. I am a blessed person. I wake up every day happy to go to work.
I can tell everybody who's listening to the show, you look pretty happy to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now, every day I almost see a sea turtle. You know, we have a lot of nests on the park. Like I said, I see eagles.
But if people want to camp, do they have to get a permit?
No, you do have to reserve a campsite. And, like, right. You can go online to SouthCarolinaStateParks.com and reserve for campsites. We also have it at our state park. We have cabins and apartments that are built during the 30s by the Civilian Conservation Corps, the program set by FDR.
And they're still there.
They are still there. And talk about they've gone through all the hurricanes, a true work of art and a fine piece of architecture.
Now, how many state parks are you in?
47.
How many close to here?
We are blessed. We have two state parks, Myrtle Beach State Park, and then just about 18 miles down the road from us is Huntington Beach State Park, one of the best bird watching sites on the East Coast.
So all the birders are there.
Absolutely.
So basically, you could actually come down here for a week and do two parks.
You could do two parks. We also have Brook Green Gardens. We have so many beautiful natural areas that people don't think about when they come to Myrtle Beach.
And because you're an interpretive ranger, you can explain it all to me.
I will explain everything to you.
I wish somebody would.
To the best of my ability.
Really, I've been waiting for that for a long time.
Still can't
Let's
have
end the
you
show
talk
right
to
now.
Animals,
just talk
though.
To me. I can't talk to the animals?
Like I said, you can talk to them. I don't know if they'll talk back.
All right. And Maylis Wilson, thanks so much for joining us from Myrtle Beach State Park. 312 acres, right?
Beautiful green paradise, absolutely.
Don't say paradise. I hate the word paradise. Just say it's beautiful and green.
It's beautiful and green.
Okay, we got that. Okay. Back with more from Myrtle Beach, Peter Greenberg Worldwide, right after this.